official of New York. Now we're going to head up to the Ashling Irish Center in Yonkers on the Bronx border. And welcome Catherine Flood, originally from Monaghan, who is a board member for Ashling Irish Community Center. For we won't even ask you how long, Catherine, because it seems like you kind of nearly was around there from the beginning. But you're very welcome.
Thank you, Adrian. Thank you very much for allowing me to speak on behalf of the Ashling Center. We really appreciate it.
You're, you know, before we talk, you know, about the marathon, which takes place next weekend, the Ashling Irish Community Center has indeed a great history on its own. And you can correct me if my memory fails here, but originally it was set up by Catholic Charities of the Archdiocese of New York, and it was again to cater to many immigrants from Ireland who were settling in that Bronx Woodlawn area and into Yonkers. It was very successful, but a community such as, you know, that what is there on that border decided they could do a hell of a lot more and not be, what's another word for kowtowing? I can't think of a better word anyway, to the Archdiocese or to Catholic Charities. So they decided to take the bull by the horns, raise their own money, and actually expand the services to amazing areas of service, not only to Woodlawn and to Yonkers, but to reach out pretty much to the tri-state area. Kudos to indeed the Ashling Irish Center. But tell me about your own involvement in it.
Well, thank you, Adrian. That's pretty much a good synopsis of what it happened. It was originally Chernin Oak, back when of the days when we were based on Bainbridge, and a time came when everybody was moving to the Yonkers area, and we felt we wanted to become more independent, I suppose is a word to use, and a group of us worked at the time with Father Tom and Sister Edna, who were the staple with the Chernin Oak. So we found a building on the Clean Avenue, which we're very blessed to still be there. And we're still involved. Sister Christine is a wonderful, caring person to have the centre. So she has Catholic Charities. They have their own space in the centre. So we didn't abandon Catholic Charities such, but we decided we wanted to be more progressive in a lot of the programmes and not to have restrictions and to fundraise and to become much more of a global outreach to everybody just across America and in Ireland, because we touch on a lot of things that would affect any person that is curious about coming here or curious about returning to Ireland. So, and a wonderful group of people got together and we started to fundraise and started slowly, found a space and started to do the, you know, hit the ground running type of effort and fundraise and set up a board of directors and got more, you know, in tune with what we wanted for the community. And we've developed over that. I've been with them from day one. I was there when we made the shift from Chernin Oak to Yonkers. And, you know, I was, I suppose, the first chairperson of the centre when we set it up back in 1995, 96. And we have grown since then. So, I mean, I've been on the board since, and we've had, we've been able to hire, you know, our director, Orla Kelleher, and all our staff. We've wonderful, Sharon Regan is our fundraising person. Ruth Canan is our cultural development officer. We have a full-time counsellor in Muriel Kane. We have, you know, receptionist and everything, Elaine there. So we've a great group now where we're more running it like a, you know, it's developing into something that we've always had a vision for, and we feel we're at a leap now where we're even going, you know, further to develop even more programs and really answer to the community and what is needed for the youth and for the seniors and for anybody with any sort of issue or any problem.
I would like to point out that when I was taking somewhat of a swipe there at Catholic Charities, though I was a co-founder of that myself, that recognition of Sister Christine and Father Tom is more than appropriate. If nobody has referred to Sister Christine as the Mother Teresa of, the Irish community up there, well, then, you know, I'd be the first. A great, great influence there. But as you said, you needed to expand. There were a lot of issues that wouldn't have, and a lot of areas where, in fairness, Catholic Charities would not have been able to, expand to in that area, and you've absolutely done a great job there. Just mention a couple of the services that many people may not know about. Your counseling services, for instance,
Yeah, well, we have a number of services and are continually expanding. We have a full-time social worker, Mary, who is embracing anybody who comes with any type of issue. She's also a life coach, and she can work directly with anybody one-on-one and also do group therapies. She has a wide variety of services, and it would be wonderful at some stage she could spend a lot of time talking to you about them at another time, because it's one area that we cover. But we've always had this Feed the Homeless group, which started originally in Chernanog by a wonderful group of people, and that continues every Monday night, and our senior group make the sandwiches, and we have another group that comes in and they have a van and they go feed the homeless every Monday night. And it's been, you know, really a staple for the centre, because it just showcases the generosity of the community. A lot of the food is donated by local organisations or businesses, and donations always seem to come to us, which is wonderful. We've always had the mother toddler group. Give services for anybody who wants to find an apartment or a job. We've had a number of, the seniors group is amazing, where we do a big outreach program to the seniors in the area. So they have their card games, knitting clubs, yoga, computer classes, their get-togethers, they go on trips, and Ruth, our Canaan, our cultural officer, has been amazing in working directly with them and everybody in the centre. Now, what we're doing is moving also in another more, reaching out more and developing further. We set up Faroga Youth Development Club that's taken off like you couldn't describe. I mean, the building isn't big enough for the numbers of people that want to be involved, and we don't have even the staff right now to facilitate it. But Ruth, has trained through Faroga back in Ireland. And for anyone who doesn't know Faroga, I grew up in Faroga and Macronafermo, so I'm a big fan of youth development and starting to work with teenagers and doing becoming independent. They set up their own club, they're their own chairperson, they take trips, they will have fun games in the centre, they will connect with other clubs. Philadelphia has one. Yeah. They will also relate back to the clubs in Ireland. And it's, again, another area that we've developed. We have computer classes for all age groups, but now we have the one for children as well, from learning to do Excel, PowerPoint, all of that. We have... we're developing all the time. We just set up the Mulcahy Scholarship because Dennis Mulcahy has been on the board of directors with us. And now we're, because of the success for 40 years of Project Children, the Ashing Centre wanted to embrace that. And now we have a scholarship set up to send high school kids back to Ireland. It's a reverse of Project Children, but it's like a thank you to Ireland for all their support on that, and from America, and they go to the Celtic Irish American Academy in Galway, and we just started that this year, and we're always developing a lot of wonderful ideas, and we're progressing on further, which brings us to Team Aisling, which has been sort of is going to be an historic event for us next Sunday, because that's all about taking the community, connecting them, and having them get fit in a totally different environment. It's a social outlet, and we are overjoyed, is a word to use, about how people have embraced this idea, come on board, and yes, the fundraising for the centre, but which is even bigger is that they are, you know, spreading the word about the centre. They're marketing by walking or running all year long. And the launch of this has just really has been a huge success. And I will say, Team Ashling, we sat down with the centre at the beginning of the year and came up with the concept of let's start a running walking club where people can connect and have an end game, which is the Yonkers, either 5K, half marathon or full marathon, which is next Sunday. And also, we've had a lot of fun and parties along the way. We've had two launches, because we've had two sets of T-shirts. We had the training T-shirt that was launched early this summer in June, and then we launched our official team gear top only a week ago. And now we are all headed for Yonkers next Sunday at 8 o'clock in the morning, this kickoff, where we have a number of people doing the 5K, they're walking it, they're couch to 5K people. It's amazing that people started that journey. And half marathon and marathon runners, and it just inspired people, and the stories from it has been exceptional, and people are going out there and really they're excited. And I think this is a whole new turn for the centre, because we're the community really together just having fun.
And that's important to point out too, that of your 200 people who've already signed up, and I'm sure that will grow between now and next Sunday, that this is not a competition. This is basically whether you can, if you can put one foot in front of the other, you kind of qualify for that. It is, of course, to support Ashling Irish Centre. But also, it sends a message. Now, what I'd like to ask you is your run, your half and 5K run next Sunday, is that part of a Yonkers parade? Is this a singular, is this something you're doing solo?
No, the whole idea, was to get people together to take part. We thought Yonkers Marathon, which is one of the most historic marathons in America, second oldest marathon, and it's also a qualifier for the Boston Marathon, because you have to qualify time-wise to get into Boston, so many people run it for that reason. And we felt that because it's local, and Yonkers have been, you know, tremendous in all levels of supporting the centre, that it's good to give back along the way with this.
Sure.
So by supporting them was number one with us. And it's already set up. There'll be probably maybe 700-800 people that will take part in that event. We have our own team that will take part. So it's exactly what you said. It's not a competition. I mean, of course, I'm hoping to win the marathon, Adrian, but I don't know if that'll happen. But it's not a competition. It's to put a smile on people's faces, see the cheerleaders out there, and celebrate just being on a team. And our goal was to get all these people connected. We thought, in January, February, we'd have 50 people might do this. When I was, you know, sort of brainstorming it, I spoke to Nulla Cleary and a lot of really hard-working people in the community and asked them, would this be something they'd come on board for? And when Nulla said yes and a number of other people, I was like, this will be magic, and so did everybody else at the centre. And we've grown now to 200 strong, and yes, other people are signing up at the last minute to be part of it. Now, we're supporting Yonkers, number one, and number two, we're really thankful, because what we've done is the T-shirts we launched are the Tech running T-shirts. They're not like a regular cotton T-shirt. We also had a competition to design the logo in the community, and Jerry McCarthy, a Cork guy who's of architectural experience, designed the logo for us. And we went in and brought in our sponsors, so they're on the back of the T-shirt. We have Liffey Van Lines, Donnelly Meats, the GM's Import Company, and Alborough Floors. And the four of them, we owe everything to them, because they invested some, you know, money in this to get it off the ground. It obviously took up a lot of time at the centre to run this, and Sharon Regan has been amazing in coordinating all of that on her side. And then I have this wonderful group of volunteers. We call them the team captains, and they are young women in the community who jumped on board to join us on a committee of organising and managing everybody through Facebook and emails and phone calls and energising everybody. We didn't just have them sign up. We reached out as best we could to everybody individually and market this as like letting them know how much we really, truly appreciate the support. So this wouldn't happen without our sponsors, and it certainly wouldn't have been a success without our team captains, who are volunteers that give up their time from their busy lives and their kids and everything else to be part of it. So that's what we're really, really excited about. Now, I would like to say is that we are fundraising, and a lot of people have went out and had their own fundraisers. There was a wonderful event last night in Rockland that Mary Quinn McAleer organised. She's a team captain out of Rockland, and Rockland come on board and have their own team, and the Rockland GA have been a big supporter for us on this, and they had a guest bartender night last night. We've had another two devoted team captains, Tracy Dwyer and Valerie Gleason, who had a breakfast morning yesterday morning for local people in the Crestwood Yonkers area, could come by, buy raffle tickets. You know, they had their own raffle at the house and raised more money. I mean, we've had a great team that have done numerous events. I'm scared to mention people because I'll leave a lot of people out, but Basically it's an ongoing campaign. We have a fundraise campaign online. If anybody goes on our Facebook page, the Aisling Irish Community Centre, we have a closed group called Team Aisling. Anyone can request to join for all the information of the race. And what we're doing is, what I'd like to get this information out is, next Sunday everybody is meeting at 7:30 over close to the start, outside Francie Brady's or inside Francie Brady's bar. We're going to take a team photograph, an official team photograph. We have a tent that Sharon will be managing, where people can go for any questions or buy raffle tickets in Yonkers. And then following the race, post-race, we're all going to Rory Dolan's at 4 p.m. and we're having a huge after party to celebrate the whole thing. People can come with their families, and we also have a half zippy top, thanks to our sponsors again, that we are presenting this week to our team, and they can wear that to Roy Doland as official team gear, and we'll take another team photograph there. And that's going to be DJ food, compliments of Roy Doland, and you know, everybody's going to get together and celebrate. And again, there's no charge into this event. Come along with your children, everything else. You're welcome to buy a raffle ticket. We have two tickets to Ireland with Aer Lingus as a raffle ticket. We have a weekend away in a hotel, and you know, a lot of fun stuff. So anyone who really is listening and wants to donate, you're welcome to buy raffle tickets. Contact the centre, contact Sharon at the Aisling Irish Community Centre, and or make a donation. It's going for something that's going to help us put other programs on the map, and we do have a lot of ideas, but we need a lot of, you know, like everybody, you need money to implement them. Absolutely. And make them worthwhile.
Now, I do want to point out that in the New York area, there's the Aisling Irish Centre again, Yonkers and Bronx border, taking in a huge Irish area. You also have Emerald Isle Immigration Centre with offices in the Bronx and in Queens, and the New York Irish Centre. You are not competitors. What, in fact, you have managed to do is to coordinate and cooperate with one another. You know, maintaining your own independence, yet making sure that those who, for convenience of whatever, depending on what their level of interest is and how much help they need in particular area, you do work for the betterment of the community. So again, it's not
and just on that, it's a wonderful partnership. I mean, you know, we're super proud that we're part of all of this, and to have the Irish Centre in Queens and to have Emerald Isle, and everybody there for one reason, and that is to reach out to the community and provide a service. And everyone has their niche, everybody has their goal, and it's not a competition, and we all lean on each other.
Yes.
And respect each other and need each other. And that's really, really important to say.
Yeah.
And that's the most important thing. But like, and to get our messages out, that's one even thing like about our social services and our counsellor. We want to get the message out that we have somebody, you know, it's a free service because of the donations and the support we get from everybody. We have a free counsellor in the centre to deal with suicide
yeah.
awareness and to deal with substance abuse, to deal with your child, any problems you're having on parenting, to needing help on your life and getting back on track, on your resume, anything like that. Everybody, that's one of our initiatives that we want to celebrate and let people know is there, and it's very confidential and handled, you know, in the best possible way. So there's a lot of things that everybody does, but and one other thing I want to say is we're nobody without the support of the Irish government. I mean, you know, we take a bow to them because they've always really, I mean, sort of financially helped all the centres, and we really appreciate the support of the Irish Consulate and the Irish government that over the years, and the board of directors at the centre that donate their time and their skill set.
Oh, I know, yeah.
That amazing. I'm always in love with volunteers, Adrian, because I know when you give up your time,
yeah.
you know, you're giving it up, and you're giving up, like, wonderful information to help progress something, and that's what I love about the community, is people are donating their time to make things worthwhile, so
and,
it's all good.
Yeah. First of all, I'm really happy that you mentioned the support of the Irish government from day one. It was indeed through the support, not only the financial support, but support in every possible way. The Irish government, through different governments, has been there, and let's hope that they keep that level of support going. As once in a while, we get rumors that there are other areas that money is needed, their support is needed, and we do know that both the embassy in Washington and indeed the consulates around the United States, and particularly here in New York, without their support, indeed it would be much more difficult to keep going. You mentioned there about volunteers. For Ashling Irish Community Center, it would appear that a part of the strength of what, if not a lot of the strength, of the center is dependent on, and your success can be attributed to, volunteers. And without going down through the list, the mere fact that somewhere along the way, you had to make a decision there that feeding and bringing and being part of feeding the poor of New York with no Irish connection whatsoever. That type of attitude, indeed, may be why there's no such thing as too many volunteers. Just address that, please.
Yeah, well, listen, there's no egos here, Adrian, that's for sure. I mean, we're all going to do our time and work hard and walk, you know, and everybody will do their bit. And we're nobody without helping others. And, you know, and that is life, you know. And, it's all about opening your heart and your wallet and your arms to helping people as best you can. And we are simply nobody. And let me tell you, we need more volunteers because, you know, we'll have exciting programs coming on board, please God, for 2019. I think we should open up our doors much wider to a lot more committees and people so that their voice can be heard and they can bring ideas in. And I think Team Ashling has been a major stepping stone in this because, for example, when we set up Team Ashling, we reached out to these wonderful women that came in as team captains, and they could run America, these women, because they're donating their time and their skill set. And if we, you know, open our doors to even more people on a lot of a bigger scale, or let people know they're so welcome to come in with their ideas, we can go a lot of places. Now, the volunteers, were nobody without them. I mean, we just had our annual dinner dance, full house, just 2 weeks ago. And again, you know, for one example, we had a lady, Claire McGinn, who was guest of honour, and, you know, she brings up 100 people in the community. They want to come and celebrate her, along with all our other guests. And it just shows you that, you know, and Claire is someone who does a lot of volunteer work in the community. And it's all these people that we want to have as part of it. Well, it's not about one person or two. It's about every single person and hear what they want to do. And it makes life a lot better for everybody. This Feroga Club has been amazing. Again, we need more people. We need youth leaders to come in and we train them, people that are interested in being a youth leader. So we have probably about 40 people at the minute that Ruth can manage, but we could really have 140 if we had a lot more people in the community that we could train through Feroga as a youth leader and develop that program. And we, like, even our computer classes and all these other things, they sort of fill up straight away because people are craving for this type of thing, but you can't do it with a very small number of people. And I'm appealing to anybody who's listening who thinks that they have some sort of skill set to give or a brainwave that would be of help to come and voice their opinion, and let's see if it's something that would work out for the community.
Catherine Flood, a founding board member and a very active participant in making sure that the Aisling Irish Community Centre knows no bounds when it comes to, indeed, providing services. Many who wouldn't even think of the services that they provide, you know, we'll find it. Congratulations to all of you up there. And again, Aisling Irish Centre. No, it's aislingcentre.org. But that's even easier still.
If you can go on Facebook and sign up to the Aisling Irish Community Centre on Facebook. And again, if you want to still follow what's happening for next Sunday, you can go on the closed group for Team Aisling, or contact, I mean, myself, or contact the centre, anybody in regard to what's going on. And Adrian, thank you so much to you and Anya. You've always been huge supporters and never shy about putting the centre out there and all of the centres that are around. So without you guys and your voice and everything else, we're nobody either. So we really appreciate your support.
Okay. Well, thank you for that. And also, you know, being from Monaghan, perhaps we should make the last tune a song you wouldn't hear every day, but from an artist who is without a doubt king of jazz in Ireland. I'm sure you won't mind if I bring you up to Blaney and to end the program with Paddy Cole.
Lovely. You're really adding polish to this program, Adrian.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Catherine Flood. Okay. And friends, our thanks, of course, and we would ask that you and these support or at least find out about Aisling Irish Centre, www.aislingcentre.org. We'd also, of course, like to thank our guest today, earlier in the program, Martin Galvin, who is National and New York State Freedom for All Ireland Committee of the AOH, President of Bronx AOH Division 5, reminding us, of course, that next Sunday, October 21st, at the Rambling House on Katona Avenue, among those being honored with a special honor, Lifetime Achievement Award included, John Deary, it was Deary's efforts that made Northern Ireland and the American presidential campaign focus, a focus which indeed would lead to the appointment of Special Envoy Senator George Mitchell to Northern. Anyway, Paddy Cole is competing with me here. Anya Sheridan is the producer, executive producer of programming on Irish Radio Network USA, irishradio.com, the final issue. We hope you've enjoyed the program.